Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/culturalstew. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Welcome to the Cultural Stew Podcast, coming to you from the Goat Factory Media Entertainment Studios. Warning, we use adult language, and there may be spoilers ahead. You know where I'm at, this ain't hide and seek. Refine my speech, designer sneaks.
Upside down, come and ride with me. It's up now, I got this game. Hello, and welcome to the Cultural Stew Podcast. My name is Ron Herkins Jr., and I'm here with my co-host, Valerie Vidmar.
Gosh, I sound like I'm about to go down for The Price is Right.
This is episode 57 for the week of April
10th.
10th-ish.
Ish. 10th-ish. We're recording it on the 10th.
We are recording it on the 10th.
Which means you might get it.
In a month or so. Could be. We just entered into the busy season, so we'll see when it comes into play. Hello, Valerie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here trying to find something that I really thought was on Netflix. Maybe it's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime. This show that we were going to talk about that I'm thinking that you're going to want to watch or that you already have in your to watch. Ooh. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, let's dig right into it. You got any news in the media world?
No.
I'm going to be very upfront with this. Yeah, I haven't been paying much attention to anything lately. And even as we dig into the shows, I've been
slacking. If there's...
I mean, the Oscars happened. I mean, they were going to... I think they were going on the night of
when we recorded. Okay. I said I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm just going to say one thing. That so back when it was the wrestler and... You know what I'm talking about?
John Cena?
Yeah. And no. Not John. It's funny that you say that.
The Rock?
No. The movie, The Wrestler. It's back when...
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, it's back when... let's see. Gosh,
that was a while ago.
It's been 20... Oh...
The 10 years ago?
No, more than that, I think. Because Hugh Jackman was the...
It was after Iron Man.
Yeah, but when he hosted... And The Reader was one of the shows up for that. I am the wrestler, I'm the reader, he's singing it. They brought out the people, the past nominees, mm-hmm. to introduce the current ones. Yeah. I love that format. I wish they did it every year. Just because I really think it... So the people that don't win and the people that are nominated... To have somebody up there that, you know, that they, I assume they respect them, I don't know, introduce them, it's kind of like an extra perk of being nominated. You have this person that gets up there and they do this beautiful intro. I just really like the idea. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. Did you watch it? Did you watch the Oscars?
No. Oh. I think it was the night that we recorded.
Okay.
But no, I did. I've watched some highlights, but that was it.
Oh, I watched it. I actually enjoyed it for the first time in years. I hate to say that. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that little extra.
Now, I think we talked about it on our episode. It's like I really didn't even pay attention.
Oh, it was
like
that
the
day.
The stuff that was going in.
Yeah.
I was happy that Godzilla won.
And I didn't get out to see it.
Yeah, Godzilla Minus One. And I don't know what theater it was in, but I'm pretty sure it was still in Tinseltown.
It's recently still in Tinseltown, yet no one went to see it.
I saw it when Emma was here in January. We went to see it. And I remember when I was looking through last weekend to see if there was anything I wanted to see, I thought I saw it in one of the small theaters. I'm like, what?
No, I think it was still in Tinseltown because... I was going to take Harper to go see it, or maybe it wasn't Tinseltown. It was AMC. Could have been. Instead, I went to see Immaculate with about six teenage girls. That was actually not a bad film. Not bad. But no, I don't know if it's still out. And I, you know, if I only had something at my fingertips to look it up to find out if it's still as Tinseltown, but I'm not doing that right now.
Then we create all noises.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm sure there's been stuff in the media world, just nothing that's really popped out to me that is worth me mentioning. New trailers, there's been several. The one that recently just popped out, just because it came out last night, was Joker 2, with Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
I did not see it. I did not see that trailer, but I will look into it.
It was like late last night. Like it was, I was watching the baseball game. And all of a sudden I saw the trailer come through my feed and I was like, oh, gotta see this.
I saw a trailer that I didn't know if I even wanted to watch. It was Civil War that's coming out. It's April 12th. It's coming out. And then Challengers, which is coming out April 26th.
Oh, I know another one that Fly Me to the Moon is another one that just, it's got Money Mike. Magic Mike.
The one that's engaged to Zoe?
I don't know. He plays Magic Mike.
Yep.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
I think he plays the director of NASA as they're trying to get to the moon for Apollo 11. And okay. She's a marketing agent that comes in to kind of sell NASA to the people. And they even have like playing in the background that she actually filmed the flight to the moon. And landing on the moon on a soundstage, and they have that going on in the background while he's actually trying to make the real thing happen. So at first I didn't know what to make of it. And then I'm like, this actually looks funny because it's got some funny moments in it just from the trailer. I'm like, they're leaning into the comedy aspect of it, but trying to still be like a drama type thing. And Channing Tatum.
Yeah. He's engaged to Zoe.
Zoe Deschanel.
No. Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
Sorry. Aside from our Zoe, there's only one other Zoe in our house.
You say Zoe that, Kravitz. And like, I'm like, Kravitz.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, because yesterday, algorithms are weird. And for some reason, Lenny Kravitz was in my news feed wearing leather chaps doing barbell push-ups.
And he looks good.
I'm like, why is this in my feed?
My Zoe's named after
Zoe.
Zoe and... Zoe Bartlett from The West Wing. So I love The West Wing, and I also love, Lillicoy Moon is her name, but it's actually Lisa Bonet, as you would know it. But Lillicoy Moon, we actually had a hamster named Lillicoy Moon.
Fun.
Don't laugh. Okay.
Our new puppy is going to be named Gus.
Gus? Just Gus.
Gus, named after Burton Guster from Psych.
Oh, yeah.
He always goes by name Gus.
Cute.
So, yeah, his puppy name in there is Gunner. And I'm like, well, Guster, Gunner, you know, if they've been using
it. I like Guster, the band.
It's funny that you say that because, again, algorithms and people searching stuff. Somebody in this house must have searched Guster because now I'm getting, please join the Guster Facebook page.
I love Guster, but I'm not on Facebook.
I don't think I've heard anything from Guster in 20 years.
Probably. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Elise used to have all the CDs and stuff because they're a Buffalo band, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're I think they're local college Buffalo band or something.
It could be. My friend from LA loved Guster. Anyway, random. That's how I got into Guster.
So those are a couple of the trailers I've seen. I talked about a bunch of trailers last time because it was right before the Super Bowl. So they all came out around then.
The Super Bowl. That was fun. It was fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was fun. My team won.
You watched it.
My team won. Swifties.
Team Swifty won.
Well, the Chiefs won. I thought the game was really exciting at the end, you know, but I thought, anyway,
it was like the perfect storm for you. I mean, you got the Kansas City connection and you got the Swiftie.
I completely chilled out about that whole thing.
But did you watch the Eras Tour yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll talk about that. I haven't watched it because I don't watch.
We're going, but we've also seen it. We saw a few times.
Currently at the box office, three movies that I want to see that I'm probably not going to be able to see just because of timing. Godzilla X Kong is out.
That's the one.
That's the new one.
That's the new one. Okay. Yeah,
I was talking about Godzilla Minus One.
Okay, so yeah, I meant to say the other one. This one's the one that's out at Tinseltown.
Yeah, this one's only been out for 2 weeks, I think.
I was going to take Harper to see it, but it's IMAX, and I thought, I don't know if she could survive that. So, too big.
another one that's out is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I haven't heard good things about it.
I have not heard good things.
So it's kind of, you know, kind of like Argyle moved to the shelf of when it comes out on streaming, I'll watch it then. And the other one is Monkey Man. I think it's playing.
I kind of want to see Monkey Man.
Yeah. I really want it. Like, it looks great. Dev Patel.
Yeah. I kind of want to see it. We saw, Immaculate, which I'll just read you. An American nun embarks on a new journey when she joins a remote convent in the Italian countryside. Think sort of Rosemary's Baby. That's what it's sort of like. That's what, and it's only an hour and 29 minutes. But I went with Kendra and with the six, was there six or five 14-year-old girls. That was fun. It was actually, they did a pretty good job. I was the one that screamed, of course. But oh well, it was fun. I'm kind of, the last movie I saw that was scary in the movie theater, well, that was supposed to be scary, was I think I saw Scream with Kendra. And I enjoyed that. I laughed a lot. I thought that was really fun. But this one is not, you know, a laugh.
That's my problem why I can't go see horror stories or horror movies in theaters is because I just start laughing of how stupid they are.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it's there's like I'm that one guy in the audience that's laughing instead of screaming.
No, so. I get it because there is a movie that's coming out. What the hell is it called? And it is a vampire ballerina. I'm not kidding. And they showed the trailer and I was laughing. Actually, our entire group was laughing because it was so insane. And I can't remember what the hell it's called, but ballerina movie, I think. But it's some crazy Abigail. That's what it's called. It's looks absolutely awful. Anyway.
So before we dig into kind of what we've been watching, a couple things that I know that are coming out soon on some of the streaming platforms, and some of them are starting up this
tonight.
Week. Some of them are starting next week. Over on Amazon, we have Fallout, which is based on a video game.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Super looking forward to. Over on Apple TV, we have Sugar. It's got Colin Farrell as a detective.
Oh, okay.
Looks good. And I kind of dig whatever Colin Farrell's in. Oh, speaking of Colin Farrell, another trailer that came out was the Penguin miniseries from Batman, Penguin. Yeah. Colin Farrell has a miniseries on Max that's coming out later this year. And they released the trailer for it. But I love watching Colin Farrell. In Bruges is one of my favorite
films. Love that. It's a great movie.
And then, if you're into Star Trek Discovery, the final season just started up this week. And that's about all I had.
Is that with, who's playing Kirk?
That's not the one with Kirk. That's Strange New Worlds, you might be what you're thinking.
Okay.
And that's got Captain Pike in it.
Oh.
Which is,
Is there one out, Star Trek, that's out now, right, like around this time or like last year maybe that had Paul Wesley as Kirk, Captain Kirk? No?
Captain Kirk did appear on Strange New Worlds. I don't know who he played him, though.
Paul Wesley. I mean, Wesley, this is the other thing. Captain Kirk. Yeah. He is...
Captain Pike is Colin Bohannon from Hell on Wheels.
Oh. Star Trek. I can't. Here we go. Paul Wesley, he's from the Vampire Diaries. Strange New Worlds, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Wesley is on. He's playing Captain Kirk.
He made a couple appearances in that show. And if you're a Star Trek fan, you've probably already watched it. If you're not and you're looking for something to get into Star Trek, I highly recommend.
You say Star Trek. It's not. I say
Star Trek.
I think it's just your accent.
It's the good old Rochester accent.
Yeah, something like that.
Star Trek. Strange New Worlds is a great new thing to get into. And it's got two seasons.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's probably one of the better of the Star Trek properties.
Speaking of outer space, real quick. I'm assuming you were present or outside during the eclipse?
We sat outside on the patio because it was, we couldn't see anything, so we knew it was just
so
going to get dark.
Cool. Wasn't that cool? Like, I mean, we were filming. I was filming and the lights started coming on and I was like, okay, so I started filming. I didn't realize it was going to get that dark.
You just did filming like you were holding a video camera.
I know.
Oh my God, I love it.
I know.
It was like instinctively you held up a VHS video camera.
Because, or sometimes I do this. I do like the little, what do you want to call that? Like your,
the real reel.
The real reel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, we were sitting out there and like, you know, all the birds got really, really, really loud and then they all of a sudden just got silent.
It was so cool.
And Loki, our bird, he's squawky. He was in the house and you could hear him. He could hear us outside, so he was trying to get our attention and then it just went dark and he just silent until the light came back on. It's like, it's amazing what happens with animals.
I know. I mean, no, we didn't see it. Of course, it was sunny the day before, clear skies, and clear skies yesterday, right afterward. And even that night, it was clear. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And then, of course, during the time, it was cloudy. But, you know, it was still a really cool experience, and it got just as dark. I mean, I kind of wish we were in the country or something. So it would have gotten really dark, but it was fun. I feel bad for all the people that traveled here from other places.
I think what we saw, though, was a lot of those people that were traveling here traveled elsewhere where it wasn't cloudy. They already made that, like, their plans for here, and then they just readjusted. Because, like, I know you could go to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, any of that area, it was wide open and clear. And you go, you know, if you wanted to go up north to Toronto, it was open and clear. We just happened to be in the one stretch of band of clouds that came over. And I know I saw pictures from like going into the Adirondacks. It was like New York City traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there.
But good old Rochester. Always there when you need it.
I know. I mean, even today it's sunny.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable. That's okay.
It is sunny now. It's been pouring most of the day.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's sunny? And then I just, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I guess it was been for the last 2 hours.
Nice.
So, yeah, anything else that you know that's coming out on streaming?
I wanted to talk about Fallout, which I heard a Dax Shepard on his armchair anonymous. He's a huge fan of that. And so he had, what's his name? I just have it right here. It is Jonah Nolan on talking about it.
Jonathan Nolan?
Yeah.
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 It's Christopher Nolan's brother, I believe.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. And then I want to see Scoop on, I guess that's a movie though, right? On Netflix with Gillian Anderson. And you are a Gillian Anderson fan, aren't you?
I do. I like her and stuff.
For some reason, I felt like you were a fan of hers.
Yeah, what was the last thing?
What was the last
series,
thing?
Some I know. Series I was watching with her in it.
Oh, yeah. I know. It was the one with...
Was it the Netflix one that was yes. the Norway-Swedish one yes. with Jamie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, remember everybody who's in it, but the name of the show.
It was hot. It was a hot show.
It was a good show.
But, yeah, The Scoop is coming out. Oh, don't start. Oh, I guess you can watch it now because... I almost did. Anyway, but that's really all I have. Oh, I mean, but I'm sure that you will come up and say, hey, this looks good, and I will want to watch that.
Another thing about Fallout that really excites me is it's got Walton Goggins in, who is one of my favorite actors, hands down.
I've heard nothing but fantastic things about this thing. I mean, really, really, really cool stuff.
As long as they keep it weird, because that...
It is going to be weird. Did you see the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, are we talking about things we've already watched?
We can go into that, yeah.
Okay, I tried to watch Roadhouse.
I did watch Roadhouse.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay, the good, Jake.
That's it.
Nothing else about it was good.
In fact, I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Conor McGregor just, I heard the best, like, they could have put Foghorn Leghorn in there in place of Conor McGregor, and it would have been a better movie.
I don't know who that is.
From Warner Brothers cartoons, Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking, okay, yeah. Yes. Sorry, yeah.
Conor McGregor was so bad.
Oh, bad. And Jake wasn't good.
He wasn't good, but he made it passable.
I couldn't even finish it. It was so... Now, I don't like the original. I know. The original...
I watched it once. I never went back and watched it. I'm never going to watch it again.
It's not good. It did what it was supposed to do, I guess. And then, you know, but these people go... If you love that movie... People went crazy over that movie. I mean, it's kind of crazy. So, and Jake Gyllenhaal loves it. So that's why he signed on. And of course, he looked sick. Like, he looked insane.
Impressive how ripped he was.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, he was almost scary looking. That guy can get ripped. Like he and Ryan Gosling's, those two, I'd like to see them punch that out a little bit. That sounded so, God, sexist and awful. I'm sorry. But, okay. Anyway. Oh, and then I tried to watch Poor Things. And I feel that, me saying that, the past Valerie would be probably slapping me across the face and saying how disappointed she is in me. But, I think that there are some films or certain things that just trigger us. I had a huge conversation about this. It just, I felt icked out. And I was just like, I can't do this. And I turned it off. And I think that the premise sounds so smart. But I couldn't do it. Did you try?
I watched it simply for the fact to see why she won Best Actress. Yeah. I had no other desire to see the movie because I really didn't research anything about it other than knowing that Mark Ruffalo was in it.
Did you enjoy
it? I did not enjoy it. Did
you finish it?
I did.
Look, good for you.
Just, I don't know why the movie exists. I understand it as an art piece.
That's what I mean. But I understand the art piece of it, but
to me, I got no value out of it. Even in her performance, there's others out there that I think are more deserving, but
I just felt really, you know, the film student in me felt really, you know, gosh, wow, Valerie, you have really fallen far. But I didn't enjoy it, and I couldn't.
I almost think they were trying too hard.
Maybe
that's the problem, is that didn't feel like it came off smart. It just felt like, we're going to try this and we're going to do a little shock and awe. And
well, I actually, I understand.
Like, how can you have the three of them in it, like William Dafoe and Mark Ruffalo in it, and I just walk away from the movie feeling like,
meh. I didn't even make it to Mark Ruffalo. I didn't even make it to his character.
It took a while for him to come in. I was like, I kept thinking that, okay, are we going to have a jump in time in this guy that's in the beginning? Is Mark Ruffalo in the future? And then all of a sudden Mark Ruffalo comes in and takes her away, and then they're off living their own life, doing other things away from the other guy. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm good.
I don't know.
But I did stick around to watch to the end when she got her memory back, or she didn't really get her memory back. She
caught up or something.
Do you know what actually happened?
No. I mean, I know why she... I know that...
She's the baby?
Yes.
That the baby's brain was...
Yes.
...implanted in her.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And it was just... I just felt... Anyway, moving on from that.
It's a movie that, like, I wouldn't recommend anybody to watch. Mm-mm. I mean, if you want to watch it, go ahead. I'm just... You're not getting a 2 thumbs up from me. I don't think her performance was that something that was like awe-inspiring in terms of like, oh, you need to watch it because she's, but hey, I'm not an Oscar voter.
No.
I don't give out the awards.
No, you do not.
As you can tell from my taste, I have different tastes too. I tried watching Avatar. I got through about a half an episode and then I lost interest. I'll go back and watch it because I've heard it's a good series. But I don't think I was in the right mindset.
Are we getting boring in our older age?
No, I think I'm just, pulled in so many different directions right now that, you know, like 10 years ago, kids were younger. We had a little bit, despite how much kids take up our time, we actually had more time, if that makes sense. I feel like I had more time when my kids were younger than I do now.
Because I got to put them to bed and now.
And so between like my business doing stuff with photography, I'm like out and then I'm home during the week. I just want to sit and watch some veg out TV every once in a while. And that's kind of some of my stuff lately have reflected that rather than like going out and see a movie at the theaters. But I also haven't had a movie at the theater every week that's really been like,
interesting.
Come see.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I hate to sound like a broken record with this, but I mean, it's sort of the whole, I don't know if we're having the COVID effect still. I don't know.
We're having the writers and effect right now.
Well, yeah.
So we're still, I think, 8 months, 10 months behind before the good stuff comes back, because the stuff that's been coming out has just been
bad. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Bad. That's why I felt like Roadhouse, the script was trash. It was trash. But the first Roadhouse script was trash.
And that sat for a while too.
Yeah.
It was supposed to get released in theaters. It sat for a while. And then Conor McGregor went through all of his shitty stuff. And then they just threw it out on Amazon.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was on some podcast that I listened to and they just raved about how good he was in that. And I thought, okay.
No, he was not good. There is no sugarcoating. He was not good. I'm pretty sure he was probably doing cocaine the whole time.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't be surprised. The guy was like tripping in that film. He was acting like he was on something.
Yeah.
But then again, that's how you get into like when athletes try to pretend they're actors, it rarely ever works. You have some that have crossed the line. Okay.
Yeah. Like what's his name? The Rock.
Okay, but you have The Rock, you have John Cena. What's the common thread? They're wrestlers.
Right.
They're already showmen. They know how to perform. So when you have people that come from the football world or MMA is not a...
Right.
You know, not a showman type. It's a showman thing, but it's not in the same way.
Oh, that's the other thing. John Cena is in that... movie that's coming out. The
he's been in so much stuff.
Well, it has a new, it's like a new
Oh, that was another one. I watched Rick with him, and it was Ricky Stenicki.
That's it.
Oh, my, don't watch it. It's bad.
I wasn't going to watch it.
It's so bad. God. It's it is raunchy. It reminds me of those movies from like 98 to 2002 that were just like, let's push the envelope and see how raunchy we can get.
Oh.
You know, like American Pie type stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was a lot of that in there.
There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, yep. Same vein.
Ugh.
I think it's by the Farrelly Brothers.
Oh, could be. Is it?
I'm pretty sure Ricky Snicky is by the Farrelly Brothers.
All right. Well,
or at least one of them.
I do think things are funny, damn it. Just not that stuff. I just didn't. And I'm not a prude.
It's really age. Where do you fall in age-wise? Like, would I have thought this was funny when I was 18 years old?
No. I mean, I didn't think
it was funny. I don't know.
But do you think, okay, so.
Like, I can't watch any of those movies and think that they're still funny.
Do you think Wedding Crashers is funny?
Not funny enough to watch it more than once.
Okay, I've seen it several times. And Jason and I laughed our asses off in that movie. Like, that movie cracked my shit. Okay, did you see Bridesmaids?
Once.
Okay. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was funny as hell. To me, that's funny. But, that's funny to me. Okay.
Well. And so, like, another thing that I threw in there, speaking of funny and speaking of bad athlete actors, because I heard that... Liam Neeson is going to be doing a remake or a continuation. I don't know how they're approaching this of Lethal Weapon or not Lethal Weapon. Naked Gun.
Oh, okay.
And the Ted director. Seth, he's doing the directing. He's behind it all. And so I had to stop and think about, how will this combination work? And I'm just like, because he's actually put Liam Neeson in Ted. And it's one of the funniest scenes is he comes up to the register. And
Seth is funny.
I think he's funny and he writes funny.
He's smart.
And
he's talented.
After seeing Liam do the scene that he did in Ted 2, I'm like, I could totally see Naked Gun working with him because Liam's just, if he plays it serious and... You let Seth do the writing of being comedy where things happen and it's comedy, then it would work.
Naked Gun, I didn't think was funny.
But I went back and watched Naked Gun because of this.
And?
Well, you got OJ in it.
Oh, I know.
He's so horrible. And it has its moments where it is funny, but it's such a
Leslie
different
Nielsen,
funny
right?
because it's
Leslie Nielsen.
The 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny. Okay, I'm sorry, but Airplane? That's funny shit. Did you not like that?
I've seen it a couple times.
Oh my God.
But it's different comedy. But like if you go back and watch Caddyshack, any of those movies that were in the 80s, it's such a slower paced comedy and it's more slapstick.
Except that
to write that, if you try to write something like that now, it just doesn't work. Because of the way attention spans. So everybody's trying to do the shock and awe type thing like they did with Ricky Snicking.
The shock and awe part of it is, but.
No, say stuff or do stuff that are like, you know.
That's just raunch.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, yeah.
Even Ted was
super raunchy.
Well, I haven't ever seen it.
Don't watch it with kids in the room.
I won't.
They even made a Ted series.
It
goes back and tells their story of them in high school.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I have noticed that one. All right. What else?
So we finished up Death and Other Details. Again, I highly recommend that.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You're into,
I started watching it and then.
I know you don't like him, but.
Who? It's been a minute since I started watching it. So who is it?
Why am I missing his name right now?
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Inigo Montoya.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just...
You had the whole Barbara Streisand incident.
Yeah. That. I'm just going to look past it. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Just going to look past it. But if I didn't know that, I've always liked him.
I think the show is great.
Okay.
I think from first episode all the way to how it wraps itself up, I'm like, yes. So for me, it was because they did it week by week episodes. It was like, okay, I'm ready for the next episode. It was one of those ones that I could literally just blow through in a day on like a Saturday or Sunday if all the episodes were out.
Yeah.
I did start watching Shogun. Oh. I'm about three episodes in on that. I love the look of it. Not sold on the storyline just yet. We'll
see.
Is it
boring?
It's slow paced.
Slow. Now I don't mind slow. Or not slow. I don't mind
I hope
stories
it's building
that take,
up to something.
Yeah, I don't mind things that take their time.
Yeah. But right now it feels slow as in like, is this going to be a 10 episode thing that could have been told in six? Kind of slow.
Yeah, they're all like that.
Yeah. But that's where like, do you get a good showrunner that's like, hey, we have 10 episodes, but we only have eight to do it in. And then you really get to the meat of like, okay, let's trim this out a little bit and flesh this out a little bit. And
you know, I watched One Day, and that was originally a movie with Anne Hathaway, and I had forgotten that. I totally forgot that. And it's, I don't know how old that movie is, but it was, I watched it because TikTok made this big joke about it. Everybody was watching it and crying, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So I started watching it, and I think there are eight episodes or something. Six or eight, something like that. And Zoe was watching it as well. And this one you actually could watch with kids. Well, with teenagers, not a problem. And I finished it one morning and I cried. I was a disaster. I went up and I woke Zoe up and I said, I didn't buy this. And all at once, and now I'm crying. This is insane. And she laughed and then we both sat and talked about it and did a review of it. But yeah, I feel like you would cry? No, but I was touched by it and I had not seen the movie.
Weird things.
I hadn't seen the movie and I didn't even remember that it was the same thing. They're so different. And I recommend that one. I liked One Day.
Speaking of movies that got turned into series.
It was smart, too.
So, do you remember Boz's Australia?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He recut it and turned it into a six-part series. It's on Hulu.
Okay. I saw something like that.
I started watching it. I'm like, why do I feel like I've watched this before? And it... I'm like, Nicole Kidman, Hugh, why does she look so young?
God.
I'm like, but
I saw it in the movie theater.
But it wasn't called Australia. It's called something completely different.
Oh, New Zealand? That was a joke. That was a joke.
No.
That's a really bad joke.
Oh, why am I forgetting what the name of it is now?
I don't know.
It splits it into like six parts and they brought in Aboriginal art and Aboriginal music to like put under it. He recut it. He added things that weren't in, that didn't like make the floor. Because I kept saying to my wife the whole time, I was like, man, this feels like this all could just be like a 3-hour movie. Because the first episode was like 35, 40 minutes. And then they were like 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes. 30
and this is on Hulu?
Yeah. And I was like, man, why is this so familiar? And then like about the fourth episode, I'm like, this is Boz's movie from Australia that he just recut. And I think it works much better as a miniseries.
Far Away Downs?
Yes, Far Away Downs. So that's the name of the... The grounds that Nicole Kidman inherits from, or inherits, takes over because her husband gets killed. But I was just like, man... It was really interesting that he...
Did you finish it?
I did, yeah. It just... Like, I watched Australia when it came out, but that was like so... It was almost 20 years ago.
No. Oh, yeah. Because it came out in 2008. That is crazy.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, this looks like a cool new series. It's got Hugh in it. It's got Nicole in it. How did, and Boz is doing it. And like, I started watching it and I didn't think anything
it
until
it wasn't
about
a good movie.
No, but I think in terms of a mini series, the way he got it cut up, I think it works better as a mini series.
Good.
But
I mean, cause I like Boz and I just want him to do good things. And I didn't, there's been a few things now that I'm just sort of like, oh, you know what? I didn't like Gatsby and I didn't, you know what I mean? Just stuff.
Yeah, at least he's trying.
He is. He is trying. And who the hell am I? You know what I mean? Like, okay, so I didn't like Gatsby. A lot of people did. I didn't like the casting. A lot of people did.
Yeah. A couple other things I've been watching. Finished up Reacher, finished up Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I think when I left off, I stopped on the psychiatrist episode because it felt like it was, again, one of those ones where it was just dragging, dragging, dragging. That episode actually has a really good payoff at the end. So if you're dragging through that episode, continue. It gets better. I think the series as a whole was really good.
I heard great things about that. I didn't watch it.
But yeah, they left it in a way that, pretty sure they're all dead, but you don't
spoil
again. You don't, oh, I don't care right now. I mean, come on, they had 2 months to watch it since it came out.
It's well, 2 months is
and
not
you'll forget
that
it.
Long.
You'll forget it. After
I still
this.
Haven't seen The Sopranos, so not even joking. Not joking. Have not seen it.
But again, it leaves it in the which is the status quo for a lot of things now is. People die in a way that you don't see it happen. It happens off camera. So you don't know if it actually happened or not kind of thing. Mm. And that allows the door to stay open for a potential season two instead of people just wiping their hands clean and saying, this is a season one to season six or episode one to episode eight and we're done. Another one I started, but I don't know if I'm going to go back to it. It's kind of weird. I think it's done by the showrunner of Game of Thrones, maybe? It's called The Regime.
It's, oh, yeah.
Got Kate Winslet in it over on HBO.
I thought about starting it.
We got either two episodes in or three episodes in. It's one of those ones where I was watching it and just let it roll over and just let it roll over and then turn the TV off. Oh no! It's the Succession.
Things.
I think it's by the writers of Succession.
That I want to see. I do want to see that.
I like Succession.
I do want to see that. I've heard great things about that.
It just to watch it as a masterpiece in acting.
Mm-hmm.
Because after like it just feels like everybody's just acting naturally. It doesn't feel like anything's forced in that show.
It won tons of awards.
Yeah.
Or was nominated too.
Let's see what else I got. Master of the Air. If you like war stuff, it's good watch. It's not as good as Band of Brothers or The Pacific, but yeah, you know, it's got some good acting in it. Monsieur Spade, two thumbs up. That's over on AMC with Clive Owen in it. That's the one that takes off of the...
we talked about it last time.
The Maltese Falcon.
Right. Which bored me as a kid. I haven't seen it as an adult.
I like Clive Owen, though, as an actor. And it's one of, he's one of the... As long as it's not like a romantic drama, I'll watch him in pretty much anything.
Like Closer.
Children of Men is...
I loved Children of Men. Evman. I really
that solidified that. Him for me is like I'll watch anything he puts out, you know.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
And then the final thing. Oh no, I got two more. Sorry. Netflix has The Gentleman on it, and The Gentleman is a Guy Ritchie flick.
Oh,
a couple years ago.
The Gentleman of Moscow, right?
Nope, that's a different one.
Just joking.
So Guy Ritchie made a film.
Okay.
I want to say it was right before COVID or right during COVID it came out. It was called The Gentleman. It had Matthew McConaughey in it, Hugh Grant, and a couple others. And it was the first, like, oh, Guy Ritchie is back. He's back to his Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch. Like, I loved his early movies. And then he just got into his Madonna phase, and He started being more of a drama director instead of sticking to what worked for him. And the gentleman, he finally got back to that. And so he's also doing, I think I mentioned in the last episode, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which is from the trailer, looks 100% Guy Ritchie. Mm-hmm. It's like he's back to what he was. And so when I saw that he also made a series on Netflix on The Gentleman, mm-hmm. so it's the same story, but completely different actors told a series. Good. It was good. I enjoyed it. And he directed like 5 out of 6 episodes, or maybe 4 out of 6 episodes. And you could tell. You can tell when his hand was in there doing his stuff. He's just got a certain pattern to his directing that I'm just like, I like that style. And then the last thing that we've been doing is, because I like watching some just junk TV to get through the days sometimes, is we've been watching Veep over the last week.
I think Veep is funny.
Yeah. So we're...
That is a funny show.
We're in season 5, and I'm like going back through the dates, and like, this was done 2012 to 2019, and there's stuff that this show did in 2015 to 2016.
It was
that like we're going to be dealing with this year.
I know. Like,
wow, they really did their homework in the future.
I know. I mean, it's again, I do not find a ton of things funny. But Veep, I thought was funny, which I just love it when something's funny.
I think it's the best role I've ever seen her in.
Yeah, she's great in that. She has a podcast that I listen to. Everybody has one. We do. So who cares? I think it's really good. I was just listening to her before I came in here, before I walked in.
Yeah, I was never a big Seinfeld person. Like I watched it just because it was like, you know, when you turn on the TV, that was what was on.
It was always on. It's still on, isn't it?
So I watched baseball, and it'd be like, usually it would end up being one of the things right before the game would come on. It'd be like Seinfeld, and then the game would come on. And because it was in whatchamacallit then.
It was when we had to sit down and watch TV.
Well, no, when you pass 100 episodes.
In syndication?
Yeah, it was already in syndication when I was watching baseball.
Got it.
Because it had been on so long by then. But yeah, I never like probably my favorite thing that she's ever been in before this was Christmas Vacation.
Oh, okay.
As the neighbor.
Yeah.
And then like, to see that snarkiness of that same character in this. I'm like, I could see a connection of her being that Christmas Vacation character and then turning into a congressman, then turning into this. Like, I can see that progression.
Yeah, she's great.
And so, yeah, we've been, that's
that. She just continues on and on and on. This woman is on TV for... When she talked about a Seinfeld episode today that I was listening to that came out 35 years ago. 35 years ago. That's crazy. I guess we're getting older.
35 years ago. Holy crap.
Right? Yeah. It's crazy. It was...
When did Seinfeld start? I thought it started in the 90s.
It did.
35 years ago would be when I was 9, would be 89.
Okay, here it goes again. I'm just gonna look. It doesn't matter.
I didn't think it was that old.
Seinfeld is how old? It came on in 1989.
Okay, yeah.
There I go.
Guess it is 35 years old.
That's weird.
Fudge.
I know. I know. God, they look so young. But it's kind of interesting. She was talking about how, now who was it? Was it Larry David or was it Larry David that was over at SNL writing or something? I think he was on SNL writing or was it Jerry Seinfeld? Somebody was on SNL.
My guess it would be Larry David.
That's
the showrunner.
she met him, and they were both miserable at SNL. So that's how they bonded, was that how miserable they were. And then they started the new show. But yeah, I remember seeing Jason Alexander and thinking, I knew him from Pretty Woman. I didn't know him from Seinfeld. That is how, and that came out in 1991. So 2 years later, my friends were all talking about Seinfeld. I was in eighth grade. Wait a minute. I was in eighth grade. How old are you? How old are you? I was born in 75.
Yeah, 5 years younger than you.
Oh, geez. I didn't realize how much older I am. Oh, you're younger than Jason, too. Huh.
Yeah, I'm an old man stuck in a younger body. So what have you been watching?
I mean, I feel like I've already said everything I've been watching. I mean, because I... okay, so these are the things that I watched all three seasons. I don't even know how many there are of Outer Banks. Because I have teen girls.
I think we
did. I already talk about that last time.
No, I think we talked about it because I had started watching it. This is how long ago we go back.
Holy cow! I watched
because I've watched two seasons and we haven't watched the third yet.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious because, of course, my man crush was the quote-unquote old man of the show, Ward. I thought he was, and then my girls love the young guys.
I'm forgetting who played Ward right now.
He's a singer. I know he's a singer. He's an actor, but he also sings. I don't know these people's names.
Yeah.
But other than that, I honestly have just been listening to stuff. And since we're a cultural stew, my part of the stew is podcasts. More podcasts than anything else because I haven't been listening to books either. Well, that's not true. I have listened about... I'm listening to about two or three books at the same time. And my podcasts that I really enjoy. And I could literally go on for 2 hours on this thing. And I won't. So don't get wide-eyed and be like, oh, shut up. I'll just try to say which ones are my favorite. So Armchair Expert, I talked about SmartList the last time I was here, and I may have talked about Armchair the last time as well, but SmartList is a totally different thing. SmartList is SmartList. I mean, it's just complete fun. You don't have to think. They don't really have to prepare, really. They just go in and do it, right?
Yeah. They had a big one this week or last week. They had the president's.
Oh, the president?
Yeah.
They
had the presidents. They had Clinton, Bush.
Oh, yes, yes. That was a special.
Biden
that was a special.
For his fundraiser.
That was a special, right. Yeah. But Dax Shepard is more of like a dealing with the mess, but messiness of life is kind of what he talks about. And it is not for the, I don't know if it's for you. Maybe it is for you. Meaning like it's definitely a feeler, like he definitely gets into it and just talks about whatever, whenever. And is very honest about his life and about the struggles he goes through, and I really like that. And then the people they have on there are fascinating. Such a good show. And it's a long one. So it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours for his show, but I'm doing shit around the house forever. So, and then they have spinoffs. So they have Synced, which is two women that they sit around to chat. And then Flightless Bird, which I really like, and it goes everywhere from true crime to talking about having eggs in the freezer, like why, or not free in the refrigerator, why we do that here in the United States and not in the rest of the part of the world. It's about a guy from New Zealand, and he talks about how he was stuck in America. And so he's looking over, like, the stuff and saying, why do they do it like this? You know, why do they put eggs in the refrigerator?
Why are Americans weird?
Kind of. And then the true crime one was really, really good. And they have a list of everything. If you go to, let's say you don't feel like you have 2 hours, or, you know, you don't want to sit and listen to it. Sometimes our brains are, you know, going rapid fire and we just want to skim stuff. You can go to the Netflix and go to Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, and you can look at their different shows. And with that one, I know that there's probably with tons of them, but that one, with his show, you can actually just read it. So, and then you could just take out the stuff that you find interesting. I listen to it and I literally take notes. It's like I'm in a class. It's kind of fun. I mean, yeah. And the ones that I really liked, Charles Duhigg. Duhigg? Is that how you say his name? He put out a new book, Super Communicator. And that's really fascinating about how the different ways of communicating. There's three. I can't really go into that right now. I'm not going to communicate. I'm not going to even communicate. I'm saying that it is so fascinating. I sent out a blast to some of my friends and told them to go listen to it. It's from February 15th. And I got another one of his books. I went shopping and got one of his books. What did I get? I got Smarter, Faster, Better. And then that was a book.
Sounds like a alternate Daft Punk song.
Smarter, faster, more productive. That's not how it goes, is it?
Stronger.
Stronger, better? I can't remember.
Stronger, faster.
More productive.
Make it hurt.
I think it was, no, I'm talking about.
I'm talking about Daft Punk.
Oh, shit. No. I'm talking about Radiohead.
No, I'm talking about Daft Punk.
Okay. Well, then we're totally different. I listened to.
It was the Daft Punk song where they would do the on the fingers.
Oh.
All the words. Stronger, harder, make it faster or something.
Oh,
stronger,
yeah,
faster,
I don't.
Make it harder.
I don't know that one. I mean, I do.
I think you'd know it if you heard it. It's one of the more popular Daft Punk songs.
The people that know Radiohead know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Because Radiohead's not among my favorites.
I love them. Anyway, so Adam Grant, who was a writer of the New York Times, also a psychologist, but he wrote an article in the New York Times that I want you to read. I'm not even kidding. It's about languishing. Have you ever heard of it? Do you know what languishing is? I'm not saying that you should read it because you're languishing. I just feel like you would understand languishing. So like if mental health is a spectrum,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you have depression on one side and you have flourishing on the other side. And this one's right in the middle. It's fascinating.
So you're on the middle of the teeter-totter.
Yeah, you should read it. It's really, really good. And so I looked into Adam Grant's stuff. I found, don't laugh, are you ready for this? For anybody out there that loved Felicity, 25 years later, this is so exciting. I was so excited when I found this. I sent it out to my friends and we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Anyway, Dear Felicity, which is a Bad Robot production, actually. So it has all of the past people. They come on and they go episode to episode of Felicity for their 25th anniversary of the show. I'm super. Carrie Russell's on it. Scott Speedman's on. Like all, both Scotts are on there. Like and Megan, Sean and Megan Schmegan. See, I can say this to these people because they would get it. They host it with. Now Schmegan, I like those two hosts. I like, and the third is the main host, I guess. And I guess it's her baby. This is the one she created. I don't even know what her name is. I am not thrilled with her. I have not. I do not find her to be interesting, and I somebody else should have said, I know this is your idea, but that doesn't mean you need to be on the, doing it. She's just not good. And let's see here. There's one called Yearbook that's off, actually a Dax Shepard spinoff. And it's sort of like, it's a new anthology series, and it's sort of like Serial. Did you ever listen to Serial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the first podcast to win a Peabody in 2015. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
With Sarah Koenig.
Yes, yes. What else? And then I continue with the smart list stuff.
This is NPR voice.
Yes. Such a good show. That was such a good show. I was going to throw in some music too. I listened to Cowboy Carter. Did you?
I did not. I'm not anything remotely interested in country music.
It's not.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, for people that do like Beyonce, but you're like, I don't know about the country thing. Just listen to it, please.
I don't even listen to Beyonce, so I mean, there's no crossover over there for me to even be interested in.
I understand. Yeah. And then Tortured Poets comes out April 19th for Taylor Swift.
Swiftie.
Okay. I think that is all I have been, but I will actually when we do. Put this out into the world. Whenever we do that, I will put a list of the ones I have.
Here's the bibliography.
Yes. These are the Cliff's Notes. They won't even be Cliff's Notes. They're just going to be, yeah, the bibliography or footnotes of everything that I've been listening to and books, etc., that I think people would be interested in. I just right now feel like there's so much information that I, in the last 5 years, kind of, I don't know. I kind of went into a cave. I wasn't interested in writing. I think we've talked about that. I just haven't been interested in anything. And honestly, I would love to say movies is my passion right now. And start turning out some good movies that I find good. And I will probably get back in there. But listening to all these different books that have come out, some books that are really old, old. 2017 old. Behave by Robert Sapolsky. I mean, I thought that was really fascinating, but I'll put that in the notes. But I guess I got really excited by hearing all these ideas and getting more inspiration from ideas and et cetera than I have been with movies. But yeah, I think the podcasts they're a fun way to get through the day.
Yeah.
Short stories.
I listen to them on occasion. Usually their time is when I'm either driving in the car to work or on the way home or on a run.
Well, it makes sense. I have more of
my long runs. I'll throw on, something that's going to cover a couple hours worth of time.
Well, I have more of the ability to listen to them all day, every day.
Mm. I mean, I could too if I wanted to. I just...
And focus on what you're doing?
Depends on what it is I'm doing that day.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, what I'm saying.
If I'm out in the woods shooting, no.
Right. That's not going to work. That sounds like he's going hunting, but that is not what it is. He's not out shooting people.
So here's a perfect summary of like the last 2 months for me. I completely forgot. I saw Dune 2.
Okay, I heard.
Yeah, it was great. Like, watched it in IMAX, loved it, thought it was great, thought it filled the thing. I'm not a Dune lover. I never read the books, never even watched the first one. I'm watching this one based solely on, I love Denis Villeneuve, I can't even say his name right, Denis Villeneuve, the director and cinematographers, and Hans Zimmer doing the music. I'm solely there for that. Everything else is eye candy and action, and I liked it.
I heard it was good.
I thought it was good.
I heard the romance like, part of it was good.
Timothy is a fucking great actor.
That is so crazy. Like,
I remember when we first talked about him.
Dax Shepard talked about how in love with him he is. He's in love with him.
I remember like one of our first, one of, among our first episodes, we talked about him.
Yeah.
With the one with Armie Hammer. That movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were like, who is this kid? Where did, like, nobody, like, we hadn't heard of him before that. And then he's just been like picking good thing after good thing after good thing. But that was like the first thing I remember him being in.
Your Name.
Tell Me Your Name.
Yeah.
Because it was based on a, I'm pretty sure it was based on a book.
It was based on a book. And
and that Zoe was right before Armie Hammer got in trouble.
Yeah. Zoe had me watch Beautiful Boy, also based on a book. Really good. Really. He is really good. And I'm going to say this, and I don't even need to say this. It's so petty. But I'm hoping that Kylie Jenner has some type of depth to her that we haven't seen in anything else, because they're dating and they're all, you know, in love. And I'm like, seriously, you have to understand that part of my brain is 49. The other part is I am in between, you know, 11 and 15, because this is how I have to be in that space. But yeah. Do you know who Kylie Jenner is?
Oh, I do. I don't care about that family at all.
I know. They're dating. Ugh. It's a thing. But I, you know, I think he is really, really talented. He's a talented kid.
So yeah.
I'm glad you saw Dune.
Yeah. I think if I could recommend one thing, if you haven't seen Dune, see Dune.
Okay.
But if that's assuming you first have seen Dune 1, so you're not completely lost going in and seeing Dune 2.
I'll take a page out of your book.
A bunch of my other stuff is mostly streaming stuff. So, I mean, if you're looking for one thing off my list that I would say stream above everything else, I would say Death and Other Details would be first.
Okay.
And then Mr. and Mrs. Smith would probably be second.
I watched Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. What is that?
That's on Netflix. It's a movie. It was an indie flick that came out because Zoe had me watch it. I watched that on Easter Day. Yeah. It wasn't exactly an Easter movie. It's actually not bad, but it's, you know, not good. It's not like crazy good or anything, but I didn't think it was horrible. As she said, Mom, I just want you to watch this, and I want you to understand that, you know, this is what can happen if you take mind-altering drugs and what could happen. Okay. I know lots of movies like that. I was like, you mean like Trainspotting? I didn't say that to her. But no, this is like not Trainspotting.
There is one other show, and I don't think I've ever talked about it here, because I think in between the time that we stopped recording and resumed recording, I think it was on my to-be-watched list at one point, but I don't think we ever talked about it. But if you're looking for a really, really great show, it's on Apple TV. It's called Slow Horses.
Oh, I've not heard of that.
Fan-freaking-tastic. And it's already been renewed for season 3 and season 4, which they're filming back to back, and they're going to be released like soon. So that would, if you're at home and you just want something to watch and you have Apple TV, that would probably be my choice to kill some time.
My ADHD brain is going crazy. I'm sorry. I can't remember this is completely off topic. On Netflix, I can't remember if we talked about the fact, did you ever play any of the games, the beta?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you heard anything about it?
I knew that they added games to Netflix. I just had no, I've got PlayStation.
Oxenfree's on there, right?
And so I do all my gaming on the PlayStation.
Okay.
And that way I just keep everything in a box.
Sure.
Like literally it's in its own, but PlayStation is a box. Get it? Yeah, it's in the box. No. It's just more so I don't even play games on my phone or iPad or anything. It's just more of like if I'm going to do a game, I want it to be.
Do you do any of the New York Times games?
No. Nope.
Do you, have you, you've heard of Wordle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had no.
Connections. You might like Connections. just look into it. Connections. I'll send it to you. It's addicting. But there's also a beta game on there, and you can only play it online. You can't play it on your phone. Can I remember what it's called right now? No.
It's more about where would I give up the time to do that?
No, I mean,
give up something else. It's the way, like,
dude, it's literally like if you were sitting and you were eating lunch.
That's the time I use to to scroll through and catch up on all my news.
Okay, fine.
Baseball news foremost, and then
I'm gonna send it. And I want you to play it one time.
I won't. I just don't.
I'm glad you're being honest, though. Okay, fine. Anybody, if anybody's out there, they like word games and like connections. New York Times. Yeah. It's fun.
I know a lot of people online love them because I keep getting notifications about them and I keep hiding the damn notifications.
I just like Wordle and I play every morning. I get up, I play Wordle, my mini crossword, and I play Connections, and sometimes I'll, you know, hit Spelling Bee.
Wordle was huge there for a while and everybody like kept flooding my feed and then it just vanished and there's like a couple people and I just keep hiding those posts so I don't see them. So
the languishing I was bringing up. The flow is the answer to languishing, and one of the ways you can get into the flow is to start your day out with a puzzle. Okay, just bringing it on back home.
And with that, I think we can call it a wrap.
Okay.
All right. Well, as always, you know where to find us.
Or not. You know where I'm at. Hide and seek. Find my speech, designer sneaks. Upside down. Come and ride with me. It's up now. I got this game in a lockdown. You talk too much. Better hush now. I'm waiting.
Please see our show notes for details on what the outgoing song is and who it is by. And also, as always, if you have a piece of music that you'd like us to play or consider playing, please contact us today. See me all in my bags. I don't have to relax. I'm the first one to last. The last one will be first. Keep showing your worth. Do it all in reverse. Let's turn it upside down. Turn it around. Come on and turn it around. We're gonna turn it around. Let's turn it upside down. Turn it around. Come on and turn it around. We're gonna turn it around. Let's turn it upside down. Yeah, come say hello to me. Ain't no holding me. See the story retold. The fire making me gold. The pain is making me bold. The half is making me whole. I don't want to keep paying these tolls. No way am I selling my soul. All me now, let it be known. No shame in the game, I'm different. Man, I stay in my lane, no drifting. See me walking the same, they're limping. Look at me right now in a new position. They can't copy my swag. See me all in my bags. I don't have to relax. I'm the first one to last. The last one will be first. Keep showing your worth. Do it all in reverse. Let's turn it upside down. Like what you've heard? Want to continue to hear more? Please consider Patreon. What is Patreon, you ask? Patreon is a content creator support site, a way for people to support the things they love and allow creators to continue creating the content that they love. Please consider heading over to patreon.com/gfmedia and becoming a Patreon supporter today.